your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill as we inch closer to the weekend. And coming up on the show this hour,
we're going to find out, could Singapore be a potential site for new dinosaur discoveries?
Oh,
find
wow.
out in other news.
Okay. Also, we're going to start our day right by focusing on the pockets of time, the little things.
Ooh, let's all start our day right together. And just a few for now, though. Michael Bublé and Sway on Kiss.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, it's all the great songs in one place. Good morning, Carol, Josh, and Jill here to see you through till 10 o'clock today. Just heard from Iman Fandi with Time Frame, and talking about time.
It's time we start our day right. Set the tone, the direction for the rest of the day, okay? So I hear this a lot from people when it comes to self-care, when it comes to, are you taking time to just like exhale? They always say, no time, I got a lot of things to do, right? So I would suggest find the pockets of time before you do the next thing. So for example, you enter your car.
Yes.
Before you even put your keys in the ignition, you sit there for a while.
You know, the car is a nice place to actually meditate and reflect.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a little cubicle all to yourself.
Exactly. You get to work a little bit early, and then you find a corner and you just stand there. Just stand there and reflect.
On the reflecting in the car, the engine is on and you're meditating. Meditate with your eyes open, because if not, you can be charged with sleeping at the wheel.
Yeah, that's wrong. So find the pockets of time, essentially.
Nice. For now, though, the script and superheroes on Kiss.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's Jessie J featuring B.O.B. and Price Tag here in Kiss 92. Good morning, good morning. Carol, Josh, and Jill hang out with you. And hopefully you're waking up to a beautiful start. Let's find out what's happening in Singapore.
So in other news, these are news stories that didn't quite make the headlines but are equally important. First up, good news. Japan is now the strongest passport in all of the world.
Not Singapore?
No, no longer. So they are standing strong at 193 countries which don't require visas, but on Singapore, we're still number two, so that's okay.
Okay.
We're currently tied with South Korea, so that's not too bad either.
I'm not sure how I feel about being number two.
Right? I'm sorry. Like, I can say a lot of things about Singapore, but sometimes I'm also very like protective of this.
It's just one country. Can we just go create a country so we can be 193 again?
Yes.
We could, possibly. Also, Keppel Club. So, you know, they've taken back the land. They've excavated everything. They're planning to build new houses there, right? But before they do that, they have to do an archaeology study on the area first.
Nice.
This is very Jurassic Park.
I know. So, okay, apparently, according to the website, it could be housing a lot of history from the 14th century and World War II. So, of course, naturally, I googled, do dinosaurs exist in the 14th century? They don't, la. But it's okay. Still fun, still fun. And lastly, Zook Out. It's finally coming back to its home on Siloso Beach after 3 years of being away. If you've never experienced Zook Out, it is a rite of passage.
I've never been to Zook Out.
I've never been to Zook Out, and I don't know how to feel. Am I supposed to go,
Yeah, I hear good things.
Yeah, it's going to be like 30,000 people, I heard, that's going to be coming this year.
I can't believe that all three of us have never been. This is like a unicorn
moment. I know.
Zook in.
It's Kiss 92.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Oasis and Don't Look Back in Anger here on Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're waking up with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Super excited for this brand new segment called Positivity.
I love it. We have like a little dog twist to everything we're doing. Soon our powwow will be powwow.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, it's a topic about pets, your furry loved ones that give you the warm fuzzies. And today, we're asking you, do you let your dog or your cat sleep in your bed?
Oh my gosh.
So we all have dogs.
Okay. Yes,
we're all dog owners. Yours is a special dog because it's hypoallergenic, right?
Yes.
So what does that mean? It's self-cleaning, lah.
In a way, he doesn't shed as much as a regular dog. And so as a result, he's also not licking as much. There isn't as much fur dropping off his body.
Right.
Yeah, it's a cool thing for people with allergies and sinus.
Yeah.
So Cooper is only allowed on the bed on bath days, which is usually Sunday. So we bring him to the beach. He can go cray-cray, swim, go on the sand. And then we bring him home, shower him. And then after that, after he's dried, he's allowed on the bed.
But how many days?
Just the one day. After he goes for his walk, that's it.
Does he know that today I shall go to your bed? Like, is there like a schedule?
No, sometimes it changes because sometimes I'm too tired. I can't bathe him on Monday, then I bathe him on Tuesday, for instance.
All right, I'm very curious about Jill because Jill, you got two massive dogs.
Yeah.
They're like wolves, you know?
That's why I think like that's very disciplined. You only let your dog on one day. So I've got two dogs. One is a stray, right? So, you know, these wild dogs are a lot bigger. And whenever it rains, he has to come on the bed.
Oh, then where do you all sleep? They're big.
There's no space for us. He's 27 kg, this dog.
Wait, what? That's the size of like a child.
Yeah.
So I bet your feet are like dangling off the bed. Mm-hmm. And your dog is super comfortable.
Yes. Anytime it rains, he has to be on our bed.
Well, you look well rested. I don't know how you do it. What concealer are you using?
The things we do for our pet poochies. So, question, do you let your dog sleep in your bed? We want to hear from you this morning. Hey, send us a voice app, 8855-092-0. And we got a cool prize for you as well.
We've got reversible bedding from Frizzo and Maison Q with $168. So this will come in handy if you do allow your dogs to sleep on your bed.
Get in touch here on Kiss.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, good morning. You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Just heard from Rascal Flats and what hurts the most. And what hurts the most is after you wash your dog, they're going to play in the mud.
Oh, yes. No, what hurts the most is when you wash your dog and then it rains and you take them down for a walk.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, or they decide to go have a run around in the beach on that very same day.
Hey, let's try to be positive.
That's right. It's time for some positivity. We're talking about your furry ones. And today the question is, do you let your dog sleep in bed?
All right, Jerome texted in saying his dog Hero sleeps next to him, but it did not start off this way, obviously. After a while, I just gave in because he's a pug. How can you say no to a pug?
Aww.
You have a pug.
Daniel's also messaged in and it's so cute because he sent a picture along. He's got 5 adorable dogs and 1 even more adorable daughter. So this is his voice note.
Morning, Kiss 92. Our doggy will sleep with us every night for the big ones as they do their business outside. So we will always ensure that we will wash our leg when they came back home, and so that their legs are clean when they come to our bed. And then they each have a specific designated spot to sleep, so that we have enough space to sleep as well.
What? Designated spots on the bed?
A super king-size bed.
Five dogs yeah. And 2 adults in that bed. Wow.
Did he say what breed?
No.
The 2 Singapore specials and then 3 small ones. I don't know what small dogs
are. Okay, Singapore specials can get pretty huge though.
Yeah, yeah.
Gigantic.
This must be one big, big bed. And we've also got Audrey chiming in.
Hi, Kiss 92. This is Audrey. It's good to have a dog to sleep with you. Why you need a man when the dog can give you the love, the warm, unconditioned love, and this means he loves you more than life from the moon and back.
Oh, that is so true though, right?
It is. There's no other love comparable than a dog's love for their owners, you know?
Yes.
So Audrey, we want to give you the reversible bedding set from Frizzo and Maison Q with $168. Frizzo believes that good poop matters because it's a wonderful thing and a good indicator of your child's gut health. Same like pet owners, right? We always look at our dog's poo and like, today a bit orange, today a bit soft.
There hasn't been a day that I haven't talked about dog poo ever since I got Cooper.
Yeah,
like seriously,
yeah.
And the worst time is during dinner time. Mm. We end up talking about it for some reason. Hey, how was it today?
Yes. You know what? If you're a pet owner, you relate.
Gut health, very important.
All right. Thank you to everyone for chiming in here. Selena Gomez and Love You Like a Love Song on Kiss. Good morning.
Yeah. What goes great with your morning cuppa?
Good morning, everyone.
The Morning Show. Hello. With Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
Hello, hello. Can you smell the weekend? It's almost here. Smells like satay from KFC. Satay chicken. Carol, Josh, and Jill with you to 10 o'clock. And coming your way this hour in Pow Wow, our fun fact segment. It's food related, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly what we need today.
Yep. Also,
are we going to pop off, right? The biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. I've got news on Lizzo, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. Also, does Prince Harry count as celebrity? Or
yes.
From The Crown, right? He's from The Crown.
Stop yeah, it. Dead one. Dead one. Meanwhile, here's Aerosmith and Crying on Kiss.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Lady Gaga and The Cure here on Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
There is this article going viral right now. It actually came out in 2021 from Syfe, but it's scaring a lot of people that want to be parents because it's saying they're doing numbers and they're calculating how much it would cost to raise a child in Singapore from birth all the way to university. $285,000 to $560,000. Now,
what?
Jill is the mom here. Mm. I love you, but you don't look rich, lah.
Eh?
So I don't think you have that kind of money, right?
Okay, I'm looking at the breakdown. So the first year, baby care in the first year. Uh-huh. It says diapers cost $700.
Is it?
Here's the truth. Yeah. You don't always have to clean your baby.
No, don't say that.
Listen to me.
Okay.
If it's poo-poo, you have to.
Yeah.
But pee-pee is okay. They can stay in the pee-pee for a while. So you can save a bit of money there. And then formula, okay? Unfortunately, I couldn't breastfeed for a year. I only did it for the first 3 months.
Okay.
However, you can actually sites where moms who have oversupply of breast milk, they give you the breast milk.
Yeah. Whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
So it's like co-sharing of breast milk?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Which is actually healthier for the baby as well because they're getting different types of antibodies. And then things like, it says, wow, $400 on baby clothes. Can buy cheaper, no? There are a lot of sustainable sites where you borrow like 1 to 3 months and then you return and then you receive, the next parent receives it.
Oh, so nice.
It's hand-me-downs. There are a lot of new sites.
And also now you can go to JB.
Correct.
that is true. And you don't have to send your kids to uni. I didn't go to uni. Come on.
Yeah, then look where you are now.
Oh, thanks.
You're with the best, Josh.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Ruth B and Dandelions here in Kiss 92. All the great songs. And Wednesday's Good Morning. You're with Carol, Josh and Jill. Time for a powwow.
Powwow.
A fun fact that packs a punch. And it's food related today, guys.
Nice. I need that.
Yeah. So which one of the following statements is the one true wow? A, scientists have successfully turned peanut butter into diamonds.
Ooh.
Or B, chewing gum was originally invented as a filler for cavities.
I don't think it's B because they always tell you if you swallow chewing gum, it lives in your stomach for like 7 years, right?
Yeah, I'm very scared of especially bubble gum. Yeah, like if you swallow it, then you breathe, you just expand. And I do think peanut butter is a luxury, so I think A is the fact.
How is peanut butter a luxury? What brand are you
chunky,
buying?
Chunky, it's fancy. It makes everything taste good. It elevates everything.
I've seen this video on YouTube where they heat up charcoal, plop it into peanut butter, and then they pull out a diamond. Ooh. And I believe the internet, everything in there is true. So I believe it's
all right. Have a think. Are Josh and Jill correct as well? We'll find out next. For now though, Jason Derulo on Kiss.
Start your day right. It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Jason Derulo here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're with Carol, Josh and Jill. Time for the great powwow reveal.
Yes.
And earlier on, I asked you which of these statements is true.
Mm.
A, scientists have successfully turned peanut butter into diamonds. Or B, chewing gum was originally invented as a filler for cavities.
The first one is the peanut butter. I can see it happening.
Oh my gosh. Jill, you agree, right?
Yeah,
with A.
Yeah. I've seen it on YouTube.
Right? You guys, YouTube is correct.
Oh my gosh, no way!
The internet is correct once again.
So we all know that diamonds are formed under deep pressure underground, right? And so in 2014, this German scientist decided, I'm going to make my own diamonds. So he recreated the circumstances required to make diamonds using peanut butter. I mean, that's just insane, right? It's lying right there in your kitchen. So if we could all create some high pressure environment, we could all make diamonds technically, I feel. Mm. But guess what? Here are a couple of other things that you can do with peanut butter. Did you know that you can use it as shaving cream?
Josh?
Oh, no. Or would you use it as a leather cleaner? You can also use it for gum removal.
Yes, I've seen that on YouTube as well.
So, you got chewing gum in your hair, put some peanut butter, and apparently it'll come off.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can also use it as cockroach bait.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I can't look at peanut butter the same way anymore. However, if someday I were to propose and my partner says, wow, where's this spring from? Skippy. Extra chunky.
Oh, yes, that I like. It's Kiss 92.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Tyre Cruz and Dynamite here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning and happy Thursday. You're with Carol, Josh and Jill. Oh yeah, feel the rhythm, feel the beat. It's time for a pop-off.
The biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. Ooh. Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown is now the youngest actress below 20 years old with the highest upfront salary for a film ever. So she just received $10 million.
What?
For Enola Holmes 2?
That's like $1 million for every 2 years that she's alive.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, we put it that way.
That is true. Hey, what would you do if you were 20 years old and you received $10 million, Carol?
I'd just be traveling, buying everything I like, everything I see.
See the world. Just get it all.
Yeah. See, now if I got that, I'd invest it. I'd buy a house. I'd put savings for my daughter. But at 20 years old, if I had $10 million, I'll pay all my friends just to hang out with me.
Oh, wow.
Also, let's talk about Prince Harry Styles. right now?
Music royalty?
Yes.
Yeah, did you know that you can now take a class on Harry Styles in Texas University?
I love it.
Study all about him. It's called Harry Styles and the Cult of Celebrity Identity, the Internet and European Pop Culture. And get this, here's the class rundown. You'll focus on Harry Styles, how his career intersects with modern celebrity, fan culture, gender and sexuality, culture and consumerism, and other subjects.
This is incredible. All that time, my teacher told me all this knowledge of pop culture is not going to take you anywhere. Mm-hmm. Ha! Now, there's apparently classes on Gaga, I
Beyonce,
think.
Beyonce, Michael
Taylor
Jackson.
Swift.
Yes!
Where were all these classes when we were in school, guys?
That's right.
We would be professors.
Yes!
And that's it for Pop Off.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, it's all the great songs in one place. Good morning, you're with Carol, Josh and Jill. Time for...
Seal It With A Kiss.
And today we're chatting with Val. Hello.
Hi, good morning. The truth.
Val, I love your energy this Thursday. Hey, what's happening in your life today?
Nothing much.
It's still 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you celebrating something special?
It's our 13th anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. I like how she said nothing much. Yeah. It's just number 13. What's his name?
Vincent.
Tell us what Vincent is like.
He's a very big sized guy.
This is the first thing you
Very
say.
Beefy.
He's a beef kite.
Aye.
My gentle giant.
That's what we call Joshua, by the way.
Thanks.
He's very patient with me.
He sounds like your pillar of strength. What would you say to him if he wakes up and listens to this on the radio?
I love him very much. I never tell him this before.
What? You know what, Val? I'm actually like you. My husband is very good at telling me, hey, you're doing a great job. You're a great mom. You know, I don't really say I love you to him
the
either.
Three words, yeah.
He always tell me that he loves me and he even draw me love, you know, like on my arm. And he tell me that I love you on my arm. I always feel very shy about telling him I love you.
Well, you know what? You're doing it today, right now, on national radio.
Yes.
So well done.
Thank you.
Val, you're awesome.
We want to give you a $100 hot pot for you and your beautiful husband, all thanks to Ha Ha Hot Pot.
Can we get you a song, Val, on this special day?
I want to dedicate our song, I Do Cherish You by 98 Degrees.
That says volumes, Val. Here's your tune. Enjoy. Give him a big kiss as well.
Mwah.
Yes!
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Carol's the sunshine, Jill is the coffee, and Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but your happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Happy, happy Thursday. How you doing? Carol, Josh, and Jill here to see you through till 10 o'clock. And coming away this hour, we just learned that the Singapore passport has dropped to number 2.
Oh,
why? What does that mean? Oh. Who is number 1 and what countries are allowing them to be number 1 and giving them access and not Singapore? We'll find out. Along with that, we've got the morning takeaway. And today we're talking about the do's and don'ts on public transport.
This is very important. I think I spent 1/3 of my life on bus 190.
190?
Yes.
For now, it's music from the Wonder Girls and Nobody on Kiss.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on the morning show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Topic featuring A7S and Breaking Me here on Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Happy Thursday. You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Some sad news this morning because the Singapore passport has now dropped to number 2.
Okay, yeah. Don't panic. It's not sad. So before the pandemic, 2019, we were number 1 with 192 countries.
Okay.
Just that this year, Japan now has 193 countries they can access without a visa. The most recent addition being Saudi Arabia. So not bad. We're not slipping. We're okay.
So that's what it means when they say, oh, your Singapore passport is very powerful. Because as much as I want Singapore to be number 1 at everything, I always wonder, what does that even mean?
Well, according to Professor Low from the NUS Business School, it says the high regard, right, for the Singapore passport is just the tip of the iceberg. It reflects the fine international reputation our country has on the global stage. particularly our government. And it also is reflective of the quality of human talent. And it also speaks well of the trust overseas stakeholders have on the Singapore brand name.
Right.
Yeah. Out of all of that, I just heard they think we're talented.
Oh.
Right? High regard for human talent here. Wow.
Yeah, we're not bad.
And any trouble at the airport, you just flash your Singapore passport. Don't mess with me. Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to see what happens with that, Josh.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Duke Dumont and Ocean Drive here in Kiss 92. Hello and good morning. You're with Carol, Josh and Jill.
So speaking of Japan, okay, they are the world's most strongest passport. But if you want to visit them, you got to get the culture right.
Mm.
In Japan, it is insulting to give up your seat to an elderly if you're on the train.
What? Really? Not kind, not gracious?
No, so apparently it's very rude and you're just reminding the elder that, oh, you're very old, actually you're useless, so you need to sit down because you cannot stand anymore.
Oh dear.
Well, they do have like special carriages and compartments for women, for children, for the elderly. I understand that. Fast forward to Singapore, no, there's that sign that says, you sure you want to sit here?
Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. The sign, right?
Mm.
It says, please give up your seat for pregnant women, the elderly, and if you're injured.
Yeah.
I feel like I must add one more to that.
What?
Women who have young children.
Ah.
That is true. They'll take up both as well, yeah?
Because like now, I don't give up my seat. Like if you're injured, I think you're okay lah. Then if you're pregnant, you know, maybe it's good and healthy for you to stand a little bit. But whenever I see a mother with a young child, I'm like, okay, please sit, please sit. Please take my seat. Because the child's going to be running around and then you're holding your bag, you're trying to balance with a pole and then your kid is pulling you. Like, no, please take the seat and sit down.
So has anyone actually given up their seat for you?
No, man.
Really? On the train and the buses? They see you with Lily and you're carrying her and they're just like...
It's very precarious because when you have the child in the carrier, right?
Mm.
And then the bus is moving and jerking. No one gives up to you. It's like, hey, you're no longer pregnant. You don't need the seat. But I think that's when you need it the most.
Oh, that's pretty rough. Well, let's hear from our Kiss fam this morning. Do you give up your seat when you're traveling on public transport? And to whom do you give your seat up to? People like Jill with kid in hand? Who else would you give up your seat for? Get in touch via WhatsApp 8855-0920 on Kiss.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss. Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, it's all the great songs in one place. Good morning, you're hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill. It's the morning takeaway and today we're asking our Kiss fam.
Do you give up your seat on public transport and to whom? Do you have a criteria?
I love giving up my seat, but sometimes I'm just so tired. Do I still have to give up my seat?
I get that. When I'm tired, I want to sit down too, but I'm very non-confrontational. If I see anyone eyeing my seat, I'm like, yeah, go ahead lah.
Aww, here's Ya Ching.
I gave a seat to an NSF before because he looked pretty tired. But I understand that actually they are not allowed to get a seat in public transport.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What? Really?
I don't think there's an actual rule on this, mm-hmm. but there was an incident a few years back where some NSF got shamed.
Oh dear.
For sitting down. This auntie was scolding him. And then after that, they're like, hey, NSF, everyone, stand up straight, even on buses and trains. So that's the rule.
I would feel quite bad if that was the rule because they're tired. Long days, long hours, little sleep.
Poor thing. But we've got someone else, David.
I should not give up my seat for anyone because I paid for it.
There you go!
Okay,
I paid for my fare.
It takes all types to make the world go round. Let us know. WhatsApp is 8855-0920. Do you give up your seats on public transport and to whom?
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Jordan Sparks and Joshua Simon and No Air here on Kiss 92. Sound the same, lah. Chris Brown, Joshua Simon. I thought you were doing the vocal acrobatics at the end. Wasn't that you, Joshua?
Yeah.
8:40 on a Thursday morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for having us on. It's Carol, Josh and Jill with you on the brand new morning show brought to you by Carol. Hey, today we're talking about...
public transport. Do you give up your seat and do you have a list of criteria as to whom gets your seat?
Ooh, lots of responses via WhatsApp at 8855-0920. Rizal is very particular. He says, I'm sure to give up my seat to any woman or girls of all ages because it makes my day for doing something good.
Aww, and that's also how you find your future wife.
That's true.
He's a gentleman, okay?
Yes.
We also have Gideon.
Giving up seats, usually my heart is soft for like moms with two kids, you know.
Oh.
And they are rowdy and they know they're like crying for seats. And sometimes the old aunties that give me death stares.
Whoa!
that's a real thing, That is a real thing. Okay, we got Pearl in here.
I think I would give up my seat to
people who are just looking like they have a bad day, you know. Uh-huh. It's just the little things that count sometimes. Or if, let's say, for example, if somebody were to ask for permission, I mean, even if they don't look visibly injured or whatever, you know, if they just ask like, oh, can I sit down or something like that, I think I'll be more than happy to give my seat up to them.
I love that.
She sounds like she's on the bus, literally giving up her seat right now,
so
actually.
So sweet. Okay, so Perlin, we love your answer. It's a great example. Everyone should start trying to do that. Even if you don't look like you need it, just say, hey man, would you like a seat?
Yeah.
And because of your kindness, we want to give you a $100 dining voucher to Toto Seafood.
Yes!
Nice.
Well deserved.
All right. Congratulations, Perlin. And of course, a big thank you to everyone who got in touch this morning. Let's continue to spread the love.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Avril Lavigne and Head Above Water here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're with Carol, Josh and Jill. The brand new morning show brought to you by Caro. Hey, time for us to give away a cool prize.
We've got a $100 dining voucher from Cali worth $100, which is what $100 worth means. Also, they've got 6 locations. You can find out more information about them at cali.sg.
Nice. And for today's prize, we're playing Yes or BS.
I love this.
So here's how it's going to work. 2 truths and a lie. I can't say truths. 2 truths and a lie, basically. Yeah, yeah. So one of us is going to be lying, okay?
Okay.
Bum, bum, bum. Take a listen to some of these statements. Okay, Josh, you go first.
Okay, I once saw Cher on a red carpet and
confirm
I waved.
Lila!
No, I waved and I was like, Cher, Cher! And she ignored me.
Hey, but he's been to Hollywood. He's rubbed elbows, toes and noses with celebs.
Do you know what? You're right. He was at the Mamma Mia premiere and Cher's in Mamma Mia.
So she ignored you, basically.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
How dare she? Do you think that's true?
Do you know who I am? Okay, my turn. I have run 3 marathons. You know I love running, right, you guys?
Yeah.
You always see me in the papers with the running things.
Okay.
I've run 3 marathons.
I can see that happening. Your husband cycles a lot as well.
Yes.
So you're a runner. I can see that happening.
I run after him to train.
And you know, I have such a sunny disposition.
Why?
I was a cheerleader in secondary school.
Lie!
Bluff!
Lie!
No! Bring it on!
Am I not like preppy enough?
I
you guys don't
see
think?
That. Nope.
Oh, all right. Who's telling the truth? Who's lying? It's Yes or BS. Get in touch via WhatsApp 8855-0920. Josh, Jill, or myself, Carol, lying. We're looking forward to hearing from you here on KISS.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Earlier in the morning.
With Carol, Josh and Jill on KISS 92.
Hello. Good morning. It's Carol, Josh and Jill with you. We're in the midst of playing Yes or BS. 2 truthful statements and 1 lie. Who is the BSer here today?
Let me break it down for you. Essentially, Carol says she's a runner. Jill says she was a cheerleader. And I met Cher. And she ignored me.
Okay, which one is the BS? Get in touch via WhatsApp 8855-0920.
And you could be winning a $100 dining voucher to Cali, a beautiful Mexican restaurant. It got quesadillas, jalapeno tostadas, and fajitas.
I like how you say tostadas.
I know, right? I became very J-Lo.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, get in touch. It's Hailee Steinfeld on KISS.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
Shawn Mendes here on KISS 92, all the great songs in one place. Good morning, you're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill. We're in the midst of playing
Yes or BS.
Let's head to the phone lines.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, is this Pui Wan?
Josh and Jill. Yes, I'm Pui Wan.
Hello. Yes. Hey, Pui Wan, you seem to be really good at Yes or BS.
Yay.
All right, so let's recap our 3 statements.
Carol says she's a runner. Jill says she was a cheerleader. And I met Cher once and she ignored me.
Carol is lying.
Oh my God. You're absolutely correct. Boy, wow.
How did you know that?
Thank you.
Does Carol not look like a runner? She looks really tall and lengthy.
Maybe you can run, but not run marathon.
Hey, thanks, Pui Wan.
Pui Wan, you are absolutely right. And you are winning those dining vouchers to Cali with $100. I hope you like Mexican food because honestly, it looks amazing. And they have 6 different outlets. So no matter where you are in Singapore, you can access it easy.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Nicki Minaj and Super Bass here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. How you doing? You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Time for a pop-off.
I've got a list of all the diva demands from our favorite celebrities, including Nicki Minaj. So apparently one time she scolded her hairstylist because she didn't provide her with scented candles when she arrived.
I've never been to a salon with scented candles to begin with. Yeah.
So many celebrities have their demands. Taylor Swift wants cookie dough ice cream wherever she goes. Foo Fighters want clean socks. Huh?
Yeah, I've actually met the Foo Fighters and they should be asking for soap because Dave Grohl is stinky.
Britney Spears wants cheeseburgers with no buns and she always needs a framed photo of Princess Diana.
What?
And Coldplay always requests for pre-stamped local postcards so they can write back to their loved ones.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, I like that last one. Hey, I also understand people like Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Lopez, they like M&Ms, but they only want the brown ones.
Yuck.
Can you imagine the poor runner buying an entire bag and just picking out brown M&Ms for God knows how long?
Okay, so not only are the brown M&Ms the worst M&Ms, like it's eating like little poops. Why would you do that? I only eat the green and blue M&Ms.
Can you taste the difference though?
No. I just judge people on coolness. So cool people eat blue and green, then the old people will eat the yellow and red, and then the boring people eat brown.
A lot of people feel that way with Yakult as well. Like, yeah. Ew, you're the red one, I'm the green one.
Yeah, I'm the green one.
It looks like we're divas ourselves.
Yes. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's Aqua and Barbie Girl here in Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Hey, talking about Barbie, did you guys play Barbie growing up?
Not really.
Well, I'm going to proudly say this. I played with Barbie dolls as a kid.
Okay, that's cool. My brothers played with my Barbies as well.
I made them wrestle, but I did take Little Mermaid with me everywhere I went.
Ah. Hey, so here's the thing. Dr. Jane Goodall, the well-known British conservationist, she is being honored with her own Barbie, and it's fulfilling her long-time wish of having her own doll to inspire young girls.
Yes.
Yeah, so get this. The new Barbie is part of Mattel's Inspiring Women series, and it's made from recycled plastic, and it's a nod to her groundbreaking studies of chimpanzees and conservation efforts. Here's Jane sharing a little bit more.
Actually, I've been suggesting it for a long time that girls don't want just to be film stars and things like that, but many of them, like me, want to be out in nature studying animals. And so a Barbie doll, who's Jane, is a super idea.
She sounds so sweet. It's a super idea. And you know how growing up it was always about a dress or an outfit on Barbie? So her Barbie is dressed in a khaki shirt and shorts, holding a notebook. It's got binoculars. It even comes with a chimpanzee companion.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's designed to look like the first chimpanzee she researched, David Greybeard.
I love that. That's such a fancy name for a chimpanzee.
David Greybeard.
But I love this new Inspiring Women series. So Jill, if you could have a Barbie based on this series, who would you pick?
Elizabeth Choi.
Who that?
Our very own Singapore. The war history. Well, she was a heroine of war. She used to help the prisoners and give them food and supplies, and she underwent torture to protect the allies. She didn't break, man. And then after that, after the war was over, she went back to teaching.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. I think that's the most important thing. When you have a Barbie doll that's more than just a Barbie doll, you get to say, let's have a conversation about it. There's a story behind it. And I think in the case of Jane Goodall, that's what we're getting here as well.
It's fabulous stuff. And hopefully there'll be some Singapore Barbies next time. Meanwhile, here's Tones and I on Kiss.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The morning show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Destiny's Child here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Almost time for us to bust a move. But before we go, hey, join us tomorrow. Come back again because we've got cool stuff for you.
We're going
to
tell you all the things you can do this weekend. If you like the outdoors, you like the beach, and you like movies, I got the perfect thing for you.
Oh yeah, tomorrow's a Friday.
Yes.
Completely forgot.
Oh, hallelujah.
Okay, so today we started the show by encouraging everyone, including each other, to find pockets of time in between the things that you're doing to just breathe, relax, reflect a little bit. You know, even on this show, when the songs are playing, we also just like, hey.
You don't bluff. You actually went to those box.
I did. I hang downstairs and I bought kopi o kosong peng, okay?
But at least you brought one back for me, so thank you, Josh.
$1.70.
Hey. He wants to pay back.
You can pay now, me.
Okay, bye. Chat to you tomorrow.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.